This is Danny Chen, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly Youth. Presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Formula Shortage. The Ministry of Agriculture has issued a circular that says it will launch a nationwide survey of fresh milk safety. It remains to be seen what findings it will yield. Recently, mainlanders have come to Hong Kong and Macau to snap up infant formula, which has therefore become scarce in the two SARs, much to many parents' dismay. From this, one may see how the survey may bear upon Hong Kong. In the survey, milk will be tested for ladder protein hydrolysate. Melamine has now disappeared from dairy products, but it is a concern that, to make exorbitant profits, unscrupulous business people may use ladder protein hydrolysate, which, like melamine, is protein-rich, to raise fresh milk's protein content. The problems of the mainland's dairy industry have to do not only with the authorities' regulation, but also with the standards of morality. When a handful of people are too keen on making money to care about their compatriots' health or safety, the authorities will lag behind them, however hard they may try to crack down on them. As virtue rises 1 foot, vice rises 10. Ordinary people suffer through no fault of their own, but there's nothing one can do about it. Few believe mainland dairy products are wholesome. That has affected Hong Kong. Mainlanders have flocked here to stockpile baby formula. Many of them work for parallel importers. They have done so because mainlanders have no confidence in mainland dairy products and infant formula bought in Hong Kong fetches good prices on the mainland. On January 31st, Mead Johnson, which has the largest share of Hong Kong's infant formula market, declared it would put 420,000 tins of milk powder on the market in 2 weeks. That would far exceed local babies' need. 2 weeks has passed. However, as our reporters gather, infant formula is still out of stock at many pharmacies in Northern New Territories and other districts. Infant formula is scarce here. Is it a decisive factor that people who work for parallel importers have swept up stocks here? This has yet to be ascertained. We believe the infant formula market has been distorted by many factors. If the shortage persists, however many tins of milk powder suppliers may put on the market, the government is obliged to take administrative measures to ensure that local parents will have infant formula to feed their babies. If the government agrees that local parents should in principle have priority in obtaining baby formula, it and the hospital authorities should ensure its supply and sell it to local parents at public hospitals and other places. Technical arrangements would have to be made. However, Hong Kong boasts such a good community network that we believe they can be made without difficulty. Hong Kong parents must not suffer through no fault of their own. To the SAR government, infant formula is no big deal, but it is very important for parents to have milk powder to feed their babies. Life in Hong Kong is stressful, but parents must take pains to secure sufficient milk powder. Their plight is to be sympathized. They should be helped. The SAR government must not leave a good undone because it is trivial. It should undertake that Hong Kong parents can get infant formula to feed their babies. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao editorial brought to you by Danny Chen, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly Youth.